Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding unforgivable sins. As you know, the sins have been categorized in Islam in using various categorizations and techniques and methods. One of the divisions and categorizations of sins is the division of sins into unforgivable sins and sins which are forgivable. For example, in the Holy Quran, we read the following: Indeed, Allah does not forgive that any partner should be ascribed to him, but he forgives anything besides that to whomever he wishes. And whoever ascribes partners to Allah has indeed fabricated a lie in great sinfulness. All right, this is a division of sins into two categories: sins that are forgivable and sins that are unforgivable, such as ascribing partners to God, polytheism, shirk. In this tradition, Imam Ali says, one of the firm decisions of Allah in the wise reminder, meaning the Quran, is that it will be of no avail to man to strive with his soul and to act sincerely if upon leaving this world to meet his Lord, he is still guilty of any of the following sins for which he has not repented. Meaning, no matter how much man strives and acts sincerely, if the person performs one of these sins and does not repent, it will be of no avail to him. The first is that he associated anything else with Allah in his obligatory worship. Meaning, he ascribed a partner to God. He committed an act of polytheism. For example, he worshipped an idol, right? Or he ascribed a partner to God in some form. The second is, or appeased his own anger by killing someone. He killed someone for no reason, simply because he was angry. Or exposed acts committed by others. This is a very grave sin, meaning somebody performed an indecent act, you know, an unbecoming act, a sin, and this person exposed that person. Or not even an unbecoming act or a sin. Maybe this person had a fault, but not necessarily a sin, which he wanted to keep secret from somebody, and this person exposed it to other people, even though that person didn't want it to be exposed. This is also a very grave sin. Next, the Imam says, or sought fulfillment of his needs from people by introducing an innovation in his religion, meaning he committed a bid'at. He innovated something in religion. He introduced something in a religion that really didn't belong in religion, simply because he wanted something from the people, right? He wanted to make money off of this bid'at that he introduced in religion. Then the Imam says, or was two-faced in his encounters with people. He was a hypocrite. He meted people in a certain way, but really he was another way. He meted them friendly, but he really didn't like them. Or he pretended to be religious and pious, but in secret he was not. He was deceiving people. And in the end, the Imam says, or mingled amongst them deceitfully. This is another bad thing which can not be forgiven unless a person repents from it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at unforgivable sins in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد